JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlights of the government's achievements during 2016.
National minimum wage increase. PATH program continues to serve thousands. Improved labor conditions and special attention paid to the disabled were all highlights of the past year. As we bid 2016 farewell, we look back at the accomplishments of the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. The Ministry of Labour and Social Security, through its Overseas Employment Programme, has been a steady supporter of the government's push for job creation and economic growth. In 2016, 15,611 workers participated in the Overseas Employment Programme, with nearly 9,000 or more than 50% of them taking up jobs in Canada.
The Jamaica-Canada Employment Programme continues to be a constant source of job opportunity for thousands of Jamaicans and a vital source of foreign exchange remittances to the Jamaican economy.
Minister of Labour and Social Security, Shahini Robinson. 2016 saw Jamaica and Canada celebrating 50 years of partnership on the Seasonal Agricultural Workers Programme. The Labour Ministry has sought to broaden the Overseas Employment Programme to provide work for highly qualified and skilled personnel. In late 2016, information technology IT specialists were recruited for work in North America as part of a pilot programme in partnership with the Jamaican diaspora in the United States. Early in the year, the national minimum wage and the minimum wage for industrial security guards was increased. The national minimum wage moved to $6,200 per 40-hour workweek. The minimum wage for industrial security guards increased to $221.35 per hour for a 40-hour workweek, or $8,854 weekly. The Program of Advancement Through Health and Education, PATH, continued to assist thousands of Jamaican families throughout 2016, with the government providing $3.8 billion to beneficiaries. A sum of $30 million was also provided for the extension of the Transport Allowance Grant for students, a pilot project of PATH. $6 million was earmarked to be expended monthly at an average cost of $3,000 per month for each child. As a result, 2,000 students were set to benefit from the intervention. Another highlight from the PATH program saw 16 persons being selected youth ambassadors for PATH. Minister of Labour and Social Security Shahini Robinson says young people can work to enhance the image of PATH while motivating and inspiring other beneficiaries to strive for greatness. The young leaders will engage with 3,000 students in 30 schools over the next 12 months. High on the agenda for the Ministry of Labour and Social Security were persons with disabilities. The Early Stimulation Program, ESP, officially opened a new $30 million facility in Portland with funding from the Digital Foundation. More than 100 children with special needs will benefit from diagnosis and early intervention services. Minister Robinson says the ministry has strengthened the delivery of service to children with special needs.
The achievements of these little ones underscore for me the importance of creating an enabling and appropriate environment for persons with disabilities to succeed. Because a society that is inclusive and accessible to all Jamaicans provides opportunities for all, and it paves the way for individual and national prosperity and growth.
And the Jamaica Empowerment Partners for Persons with Disabilities, JEP, was established to advance the inclusion agenda. In 2016, special focus was also given to promoting decent work conditions and employment opportunities. In keeping with this thrust, Jamaica signed the International Labour Organization ILO Domestic Workers Convention C-189. The convention requires member states to take measures to ensure the effective promotion and protection of the human rights of all domestic workers.
Our instrument of ratification is in the process of being deposited with the depository of the convention, the Director General of the International Labour Office. We look forward to the early universalization of the convention and encourage states that have not yet done so to ratify the instrument as soon as possible.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness. As the Ministry of Labour and Social Security looks to 2017, it continues on its mission to contribute to the national development, job creation and economic growth, while ensuring that Jamaica's vulnerable citizens, including persons with disabilities and the elderly, are not left behind.
The Year in Review.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.